Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Monday, June 9, 2025.
Meta's ambitious investment in AI. Meta Platforms is eyeing a $10 billion investment in Scale AI, a Bengaluru-based startup that helps computers learn from data. Founded in 2016, Scale AI focuses on crucial services for training machine learning models and has backing from tech giants like Nvidia and Amazon. Recently valued at around $14 billion, this potential investment highlights Meta's ambition to enhance its capabilities in the rapidly evolving world of artificial intelligence. As demand for AI technology grows, this move could reshape the industry and change how we interact with technology. What could this mean for the future of AI? Stay tuned.
Cantonese opera Trump, the Twins president, debuts in Hong Kong. A new edition of the Cantonese opera, Trump, the Twins President, debuted on June 8, 2025, at the Shih-Tzu Center in Hong Kong. This captivating performance combines traditional Cantonese opera with sharp political satire, showcasing former U.S. President Donald Trump in a blonde wig, blue suit, and red tie. Updated from its original 2019 version, the opera reflects current events, including references to Trump's attempted assassination at a rally in Pennsylvania and his exchanges with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The timing coincides with an important phone call between Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping, highlighting the complexities of U.S.-China relations. This engaging show, lasting 3.5 hours and seating 1,000, invites audiences to reflect on the absurdities of modern politics.
Pope Leo's call for unity. On June 8, 2025, Pope Leo, the first pope from the United States, delivered a heartfelt message during a Pentecost Mass in St. Peter's Square, Vatican City. He expressed concern over the rise of nationalist movements, calling for unity and compassion among all people. Without naming specific countries, he prayed for God to open borders, break down walls, and dispel hatred. His words resonated with tens of thousands of participants, reflecting the Catholic Church's commitment to immigration and inclusivity. Elected just a month earlier, Pope Leo succeeded Pope Francis, who served for 12 years. This significant mass highlighted the Church's dedication to addressing global issues through love and acceptance, especially in today's politically charged climate. Pope Leo's message serves as a powerful reminder of the importance of compassion and solidarity in our world.
UN Ocean Summit in Nice, France. World leaders will meet in Nice, France on October 15, 2025 for a vital United Nations summit focused on the urgent crisis facing our oceans. With threats like overfishing, climate change, and pollution looming large, the UN has declared an emergency for marine environments. Around 50 heads of state, including Brazilian President Lula and Argentine President Milei, will attend alongside French President Macron, who will host a dinner featuring Mediterranean fish. The summit will last 5 days, with peaceful protests expected, and France has deployed 5,000 police officers for security. Pacific Island nations will push for more financial support to tackle rising sea levels and marine debris. However, conservationists worry that without a legally binding agreement, discussions may fall flat. A key goal is to secure funding to protect 30% of the world's oceans by 2030, but currently only about 8% is designated as conservation zones. In a positive step, Samoa has recently protected 30% of its waters by creating 9 new marine parks. The summit will also call for a ban on bottom trawling, a harmful fishing method.
Travel ban takes effect. A travel ban imposed by U.S. President Donald Trump on citizens from 12 countries went into effect on June 8, 2025. The affected nations include Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, and several others. Trump cited concerns over visa checks and high rates of visa overstays as reasons for this controversial decision. Many have criticized the ban as discriminatory, sparking outrage among officials and residents of the affected countries. In response, Chad's President Deby halted visa grants to U.S. citizens, emphasizing his country's dignity. This ban raises significant concerns about national security and could strain diplomatic relations, making it harder for families to reunite or seek asylum.
Colombian Senator Miguel Uribe shot during campaign event. Colombian Senator Miguel Uribe was brutally attacked during a political rally in Bogota on June 7, 2025. The 39-year-old politician was shot twice by attackers who approached him from behind. After surgery on June 8, he remains in critical condition, fighting for his life. His wife, Maria Claudia Tarazona, shared their family struggle on social media. The Democratic Center Party condemned the attack as unacceptable. In response, the Colombian government has offered a reward of about $182 for information leading to the arrest of the shooters. President Gustavo Petro expressed his support for Uribe's family and stressed the need to respect life. This incident underscores the ongoing issue of political violence in Colombia, raising concerns about the safety of public figures.
Trump deploys National Guard troops to California amid protests. President Donald Trump is sending National Guard troops to California in response to fierce protests against federal immigration raids. Hundreds of demonstrators are rallying against what they view as unjust immigration policies. California Governor Gavin Newsom is urging the Trump administration to withdraw the troops from Los Angeles County, claiming this action is illegal and should remain under state control. While Title 10 allows the president to call in the National Guard during emergencies, the Posse Comitatus Act generally prohibits military involvement in civilian law enforcement. Experts warn that this decision could heighten tensions and threaten individual rights. California may take legal action against the federal government, arguing that the troop deployment is unjustified without a real rebellion. This situation highlights the ongoing clash between state and federal immigration policies. What does this mean for the future of immigration in California?
Slovakia stance on EU sanctions against Russia. Slovakia's Prime Minister Robert Fico has boldly declared that the country will block any European Union sanctions against Russia that threaten its national interests. This decision follows a resolution from the Slovak parliament urging the government to avoid supporting new sanctions. Fico emphasized, "If a sanction harms us, I will never vote for it." As a member of NATO and the EU, Slovakia's position stands out from other Western nations regarding Ukraine and sanctions against Russia. Fico's government has also stopped military aid to Ukraine and opposes actions that would limit the import of Russian fuel, vital for Slovakia's nuclear power plants. This move raises important questions about EU unity and the effectiveness of sanctions in influencing Russia's actions, reflecting broader concerns among EU member states about the economic impact of such measures.
Israeli military to intercept charity yacht carrying humanitarian aid. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz has ordered the military to stop the charity yacht Madeleine, which is carrying climate activist Greta Thunberg and other advocates. The yacht, part of the Freedom Flotilla Coalition, set sail from Sicily, Italy, on June 6, 2025, and is currently off the coast of Egypt, heading toward the Gaza Strip. It carries vital humanitarian aid, including rice and baby formula. Reports indicate that the military plans to intercept the yacht before it reaches Gaza and escort it to the Israeli port of Ashdod. This situation highlights the ongoing tensions in the region and the urgent need for humanitarian assistance in Gaza.
Indian rupee strengthens after RBI rate cut. The Indian rupee has gained strength, now at 85.6250 per US dollar, following a bold 0.5% cut in the repo rate by the Reserve Bank of India. This move aims to boost economic growth by encouraging borrowing and spending in India, the world's fifth largest economy. The RBI's key interest rate is now set at 5.5%. It plans to keep this rate steady until March 31, 2026. Additionally, the RBI is reducing the cash reserve ratio, injecting 2.5 trillion rupees, about 29.2 billion US dollars, into the banking system to improve cash flow. Traders are optimistic that the rupee could strengthen even further, potentially dropping below 85 against the US dollar soon. These developments come as job data in the United States shows improvement, slightly boosting the US dollar. Upcoming economic indicators, including consumer price inflation data for both countries, will be crucial in shaping future monetary policy.
U.S.-China trade talks set for June 9, 2025.
High-level officials from the United States and China are gearing up to meet in London on June 9, 2025, to tackle urgent trade issues amid rising tensions. The U.S. team will include Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, and Trade Representative Jamieson Greer, while Vice Premier He Lefeng will lead the Chinese side. These discussions aim to resolve a trade dispute that has intensified beyond tariffs to include crucial export controls. This meeting follows a recent agreement in Geneva that briefly eased tensions and helped investors affected by President Donald Trump's tariff orders. The talks come after a significant phone call between Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping, where she urged Trump to reconsider troubling trade measures. Trump described their conversation as leading to a very positive conclusion, setting the stage for this important meeting. In a notable development, Trump announced that she has agreed to resume shipments of rare earth minerals and magnets to the U.S., vital for various industries. The discussions will focus on ensuring both sides follow the rules agreed upon in Geneva, with White House spokeswoman Karoline Leavitt stressing the need to monitor China's adherence to the deal. What could this mean for global markets? Stay tuned for updates.
U.S. dollars steady ahead of trade talks with China. The U.S. dollar remains stable against major currencies as optimism from a positive employment report meets caution ahead of high-stakes trade talks between the United States and China in London. These negotiations are critical, especially as China struggles with deflation and trade uncertainties that impact American businesses and consumers. Key U.S. officials, including Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, are attending alongside Trade Representative Jamieson Greer. The Chinese delegation is led by Vice Premier He Lefeng. Analysts believe that reaching a deal to continue discussions is better than having no agreement at all, but without a significant breakthrough, market sentiment may stay subdued. Following the employment report, the dollar index held steady at 99.169, though the dollar has dropped over 8.6% this year. On this day, the Japanese yen was valued at 144.750 per dollar, the Swiss franc at 0.8221, the euro at 1.1399, and the British pound at 1.3535. An inflation report for May is expected soon, as investors and Federal Reserve policymakers look for signs of how trade policies are affecting the economy. That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.